Dr. Penske dictating email. I am in James Petrocelli, P-E-T-R-O-C-E-L-L-I. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Petrocelli as described in the reports listed above. These pertain to work injuries he sustained to the right leg and back. Pretty is now a 66-year-old male who alleges being injured again in an occupational fashion. Period. He states that his symptoms came on gradually and over time due to lifting a drywall cart. Period. He believes this caused injury to his left arm, shoulder, and elbow by manhandling these heavy objects. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He is unaware of his final diagnosis and did not undergo any surgery. Period. Reports completing a course of physical therapy. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Petrocelli alleges from 6/1/20 through the present, the stress and strain of a repetitive job, including duties operating a truck, caused permanent injuries to the left shoulder and left arm. Period. He supplied answers to occupational interrogatories accompanying this claim. Period. He indicated he became aware of his claim injuries resulted from employment was when he consulted with his attorney, period. His treatment included from Dr. DeMarat as well as Bacharach Institute for Rehabilitation, period. In paragraph, as per the medical records supplied, Mr. Petrocelli was seen on 10/5/20 by Dr. Marzik, who works with Dr. DeMarat, period. This was for an injury allegedly occurred on 9/22/20 when he cut the left third finger and had an amputation of the pulp. This was sutured back in place at St. Luke's in Lehigh Valley. Pretty had two follow-ups at WorkNet in Pensauken through 10/2/20. But for some reason, he left the sutures in place, and he now presents for evaluation. Period. He is also complaining of some left shoulder and arm pain. Period. And underline this, quote, I explained to him this is not work-related. Period. I would be happy to make an appointment to have him see one of our shoulder specialists. Period. End quote. On exam, there was mild serous drainage under the fingernail. Pretty had three sutures in place that were removed, period. Dr. Marzik explained to him the skin was going to die, hopefully being replaced by new healthy skin. Period, he should do warm salt water soaks at home twice per day. Period, he could continue with his normal driving and use the hand in his daily activities. Period. He returned on 10/13/20 and was evaluated by Dr. DeMarat, complaining of left shoulder and elbow pain for several months. Period is worse with activity and improves with rest. Period. He has difficulty with the function of the arm, but had no aggressive treatment. Period. His medications included Nebumatum, Mobic, Orthovisc, Baby Aspirin, and Losartan, and Lovastatin. Period. X-rays of the shoulder from 2018 revealed no acute bony injury, arthritic change with good joint space. Period. He underwent a cortisone injection with Depo-Medrol and Marcaine to the left elbow joint without complication. Period. Dr. DeMarat diagnosed left elbow arthritis with an increasing flare, left shoulder cuff tendinopathy with impingement, bursitis, and high concern for cuff tear. Period. He anticipated clinical improvement at the elbow for the cortisone injection. Paired with regard to the shoulder, he ordered an MRI. Period. He returned to Dr. Marzik regarding his finger on 10/26/20 and cleared him to work normal duty at maximum medical improvement and discharged him from care. Period. New paragraph. On 11/7/20, he underwent an MRI of the left shoulder to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. DeMarat to review these results with him on 12/15/20. Period. On this occasion, a cortisone injection was instilled to the left shoulder. Period. He's referred for an MRI of the elbow. Period. New paragraph. Left elbow MRI was done on 1/20/21 to be inserted here. Period. He also participated in physical therapy. Period. On 1/29/21, they reviewed the results of the elbow MRI. Period. He had not really had mechanical or locking symptoms, but more pain in the elbow and weakness at times. Period. His shoulder is also painful and weak at times, but overall stable. Period. Diagnoses given were left shoulder cuff tear, comma, impingement, comma, bursitis, comma, subscapularis tear, comma, biceps tendon tear with earlier arthritic change, semicolon, left elbow severe arthritis and tendinopathy. Period. Dr. DeMarat did not feel arthroscopic loose body removal and debridement would be of extreme benefit to the elbow. Period. He recommended conservative treatment. Period. In addition, he has a known left shoulder cuff tear. Period. He was going to see if they continue to persist and then consider rotator cuff repair. Period. He was going to retire in the next 9 to 12 months, which may be beneficial to the above in addition as his job is physical. Period. He followed up with Dr. DeMarat through 6/8/21. Period. In addition to the left, elbow and at the left elbow he had severe arthritis and multiple loose bodies. Period. He was also going to be followed next week for a quote right end quote shoulder injury. Period. He performed another cortisone injection to the left elbow. Period. He was going to consider arthroscopic debridement, but this was not pursued. Period. He did not receive a further documentation relative to treatment for either shoulder. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed swelling of the CMC joints and elbows bilaterally, but no atrophy or effusions. Period. His fingernails had a white tint to them, suggestive of underlying psoriasis or other systemic disease. Period. Motion of both shoulders was accompanied by crepitus, but no tenderness. Period. They were full in all independent spheres. Period. Composite active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level bilaterally. Period. Motion of each elbow had a 25-degree extension lag, but flexion, supination, and pronation were full without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the wrists and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. The rest of that is normal. Hands, wrists, elbows normal. Shoulders normal. Cervical normal, thoracic normal. Impressions. James Petrocelli alleges repetitive stress and strain of his job from 6/1/20 through the present. caused permanent injury to the left shoulder and left arm. Period. He seems to have conveyed such assertions to Dr. Marzik, who was seeing him for a left finger injury on 10-5-20. However, these were not his primary complaints. Pretty was seen by Dr. DeMarat, who found he had arthritis and performed cortisone injections. Pretty MRI of the left shoulder and elbow were done, as noted above. Pretty, they discussed the potential for surgery on the elbow in particular. Period, however, he was going to retire in 9 to 12 months. Period. His last visit with Dr. Marzik was on 6-8-21. Period. And then insert the usual. His current complaints simply involve general pain with movement and slight decreased range of motion. Period. He played baseball competitively as a youth, which undoubtedly put significant stress on the upper extremities. Period. His current activities include camping, fishing, and festivals. Period. New paragraph. There is 3.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. There is also 3.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the left arm. Period. And that is the end.